The Gospel according to John, chapter 20. But Mary was standing outside near the tomb, weeping. Then, as she wept, she stooped down to look inside and saw two angels in white standing where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and remove him." And Jesus said, "Mary." She turned round then and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means master. And Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go and find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary of Magdala told the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. There is something wonderful about our name. It identifies us. It tells people who we are. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but you can go into a room, a lot of people in it, and there's a general hubbub of noise, and then someone says your name, and ping, you hear that. It is as though this is who I am. And the way in which Jesus said, "Mary," was the way in which Mary recognized Jesus. She thought she was having a quite informed discussion with the gardener, but the love with which Jesus said her name changed everything. We thank God for all the women in our lives. It was a woman who brought Jesus into the world, and it was a woman who was the one who was to proclaim the risen Lord. And for many of us, we have much to thank when we think of the women who have proclaimed Jesus to us. And down through the years, the church has been served so well by women missionaries proclaiming the Lord. Missionaries in the far distant lands, and also missionaries at the hearth at home. And so today is a day of great thankfulness, thanking God for who we are, thanking God for the person that he has made in us, and thanking God for the proclamation of his word to us through our mothers and through so many other wonderful women that have touched our lives.